I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians in Iraq have faced especially hard times in recent years, but through the trial has come a new commitment to their faith, a story of how God works in mysterious ways coming up. And the written word is an extremely valuable resource, but so is the ability to share the gospel with our spoken words. We'll get to that story in just a moment. But let's start today with a look at cities like Kirakash, Iraq, that have been historically Christian for hundreds of years. People living in Iraq's historically Christian communities were Christian because, well, they weren't Muslim. This led to a lot of rote religion that didn't always include a relationship with God, but that changed in 2014 when ISIS came. Christians in Mosul, Kirakash, and the surrounding areas fled to the refugee camps, and many ended up in Kurdistan. There, Steve Van Valkenburg with Christian Aid Mission says,
a ministry assisted by Christian Aid Mission was able to reach out to feed and clothe and share the gospel and give out Bibles and disciple new believers. And among those displaced in Kurdistan, of course, many Muslims have believed in Christ, but also many of the historic Christians have believed. For them, being a Christian means a lot more than just not being a Muslim. Now, being a Christian means that they're born again, they believe in Christ as their Savior and Lord.
As these born-again Christians from Kirakash return to their liberated city, they're going to celebrate Christmas for the first time since ISIS took over. In Iraq, Christmas is celebrated on January 6th, so tomorrow,
pray that they would find great encouragement and they would be people who would walk with Christ, and that this Christmas time would be a time when they're encouraged spiritually and they know how to reach out to those around them and show the love of Christ.
Next, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is answering new believers' questions in Iran through its new programming on Sat7 Pars. It's called Forbidden Questions. So what are they asking? Sat7 Pars Executive Director Paniotis Kanan shares,
these questions, like they would ask, can I do something so bad that God will never forgive me? Or why do bad things happen to good people? Or is sex outside marriage wrong?
Christian churches aren't legal in Iran. So unless a new believer has access to an underground church, it's hard to find a believer to answer these questions.
The people inside Iran are young believers. So very, very immature believers. The first questions that they will ask are very simple questions. So if we cannot answer those simple questions and build on those simple questions, there is no way for them to have a deeper spiritual life. Because if these basic questions are not addressed, then the ground we are building is not solid enough.
Let's be praying for these new believers, that their understanding of God's word improves and that their faith matures. For ways to get involved with this story, go to missionnews.org. And when the first Christians spread out through the Middle East, Africa, and Asia with the good news of Jesus, they didn't have a Bible. The message of hope they carried was in their hearts and shared through word of mouth. And yet the growth of the church was nothing short of miraculous. Jerry Wiles of the International Orality Network says oral methods of sharing the gospel, orality, are still extremely relevant.
Now we're realizing that the applications, the principles, the concepts, and practices of orality will work in the North American context. So we're doing more orality training in churches and ministries in the United States.
Part of the reason oral methods of discipleship are necessary is because with globalization, we're meeting more and more people from oral communication backgrounds.
We have refugees, we have immigrant populations. So when you think about reaching the unreached people groups and unreached people, we need to understand something about the cultural dynamics, the cultural value systems, the way people prefer to learn, communicate, and process information.
And orality is more relational and caters to a communication preference that the majority of the world holds. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.